Well, there, this is a real question for you to ponder. When you speak, do your children listen? This is the Psychology Report, and I'm glad to have you with me today. We're going to take a look at this question about listening. You know, listening and speaking is like playing tennis. When a person speaks, it's like serving the ball. And listening is like receiving the ball and being prepared to hit it back. And a tennis game goes back and forth, and a good game means there's quite a few volleys that take place in the course of the game. Hitting, speak, receive, that's essentially what we do within our family life, within our homes, and within our relationship with our children. We speak, but do they listen? When they speak, do we listen? And it goes forth, back and forth, throughout life. You know, if your children are going to be listeners, you have to teach them how to listen. They aren't born with that skill. They don't acquire that skill just by virtue of being alive. They acquire that skill by virtue of being in a relationship with you as the parent. That is, if they speak, do you listen? Do you pause and do you take time and pay attention to what they're saying and respond appropriately? If so, they learn the listening skills. But if you don't do that, those listening skills are not learned. And one of the essential elements of a relationship and social interaction is the ability to listen, to pay attention, to take in, and then respond appropriately. Let's take a look at some of the factors of good listening and some of the ways that you can teach good listening skills. First, whenever you're approached by your children, stop and listen. Even if you have to ask them to wait just a moment while you finish up a particular task you're working on, do that, but then stop and listen and pay attention as they're talking. So you have to stop so that attention is given to the child. Number two, don't interrupt. You know, cutting off a child when they're speaking is a discouraging experience for them, and they stop speaking, they stop listening, and they develop a pattern of communication of interruption, and that's not a good communication skill or a social relationship skill. So don't interrupt. Children need the freedom of expression and encouragement, not interruption or criticism or negative comment along the way. Number three, listen attentively and responsively. Even when you don't like what they're saying or you don't agree with what they're saying, make sure eye contact is made. You're coming a little close to them so that you can hear and you can listen. But you're being attentive. You're being fully focused on what the child is saying. And then you respond with a little bit of movement by nodding your head or smiling or making sure eye contact is made. Number four. When listening, use visual and verbal feedback. You know, ask questions. Ask, can you tell me a little bit more about that? I'd like to know a little bit more about that. You know, it sounds interesting. Can I learn more? How can I learn more? What can you tell me a little bit more about that so I know more? I mean, you're begging. You're asking them to elaborate, if you will. That's visual and verbal cues as well as getting more information. Stay with them on the topic until they have completed the communication. And number five, face-to-face with the child. Get down on the child's level so that you're face-to-face. You're not overlooking the child or towering over the child by a 3 or 4 feet above them. Get down at the same level so that there is a mutuality that is felt, you know, with the child. Number six, do not monopolize the conversation when you speak. It's a give and take. That's what communication is. If you ask a question, then give time for the child to respond. If you want more information, then give child time to respond with more information. And ask the child just to listen to you for a moment while you just comment. But don't dominate. Don't over talk. Don't grab the conversation and you go on for 5 minutes giving a lecture. When the child is speaking, you're primarily the listener, even though you may interject a thought here and there. But it's not to take over the conversation. It's only to facilitate the conversation and the talk on the part of the child. That's what listening is, to facilitate more talk by the child in this case. And number seven, be sure the nonverbal gestures, facial expressions are warm and they're friendly and they're encouraging and accepting and inviting, if you will. You want to encourage more talk. You want to encourage the freedom of talk. You want to make that a positive experience for the child. You want to make that an experience that the child feels he's been valued, he's been listened to, he's been felt to be important. And his ideas are important, his feelings are important that he's expressing. You can even ask the child afterwards, did I help you feel comfortable? Did I help you talk? Did I help you feel free to talk? So you get a little feedback from the child on that. Number eight, ask for clarification of words and ideas that are expressed by the child. Sometimes they're not very clear as to what a child really means by it. So you can ask for a little clarification. That means you're listening. That means you want to listen more deeply, more precisely, if you will. You don't want to have misunderstanding. That's the issue. You want to have full, complete understanding. And number nine, help your child when they are speaking to feel comfortable and at ease, and that you are attentively listening to their words and expressions, and that you're in a full support of them at the time. You see, children need that encouragement and that support, because it's hard for children to think and talk at the same time, or to express a complex idea or a very deep feeling at the same time as they're trying to relate to you as a parent. There's fear, there's mixed up feelings, and there's confusion, and sometimes just don't have the right words to put into the expression and express the feeling that is being felt. And number 10, you may disagree with what the child is saying, but respect their right to say it. Respect their right for their own opinion, and ask them to express it and to tell you. And if you don't agree, then that opens up for some discussion, maybe later, maybe half hour later, or maybe the next day. But it's better to know what the child thinks and how the child feels, so that you can give thought to that. And then you can have this kind of conversation that might help the child think through it a little bit more seriously or more deeply, and have your ideas being able to express as well. So any of these ways that you can help a child learn to listen, or learn to talk while you listen, you're at the same time teaching the child how to listen by modeling it, by being a good listener yourself. And then that child will become a good listener by virtue of your teaching during the talking and listening process that goes on at home. There's no doubt that listening skills are essential for social relationships, for positive relationships among their peers, with you as a parent, with their teacher, you know, with people that they deal with, your friends, other adults. Children need to learn how to listen, as they need to learn how to talk. But you are the teacher, and as you teach the listening skills, they will learn listening skills, and then adopt those listening skills as part of their own life. I often ask couples when I see them in therapy, did you come from a home that was a speaking home, a talking home? Some will say yes, some will say no. If the couple is not from the same kind of background, they're going to have trouble. And I also ask them, do you come from a home where people listened to you, where there was consideration and where there was thought given to what you were saying? If they both came from that kind of background, they're very fortunate and their marriage will be strong. But if they come from different backgrounds, one home talks, the other one doesn't. One home listens, the other home doesn't. They're going to have trouble in their marriage. They're going to have to learn those skills right from the get-go. So listening is the essential, you know, part of our interactional patterns. This has been the Psychology Report. Nice to be with you today. This is an important topic, and I hope that's helpful to you. Now, on March the 4th, which is this coming Saturday at 10 o'clock in the morning, I will be starting my television program entitled Doctor, Teach Me to Parent. And you can access that program at 10 o'clock in the morning Pacific Standard Time on centralvalleytalk.com. centralvalleytalk.com, right in your internet. You can pick up the program, and then it will be played throughout the month at different times, and then it will be on YouTube. So you'll be able to have access to each of the programs. This is a whole series we're going to start, and we're going to do it every other Saturday. So we start this coming Saturday, March the 4th, 10 o'clock in the morning, centralvalleytalk.com. Be good to have you with me as part of the audience. Okay, bye for now.